Can't you see what's happening underneath? Every second that you spent with me, with my time you said I don't believe. So through my mind you like my company. Can you see what's happening underneath?
Everybody, our play started in 5 minutes. Let's people show up and speakers come here. So yeah, we'll start in 5 minutes. Thank you.
Oh,
Come to the stage and let's speak about everything. One minute, okay? 1 minute. Please, guys, share this space. Retweet it, share to your friends. Let people show up and let's talk about a cool topic, about nature and creative process and about travel and about everything. Okay, thank you guys. 1 minute and let's start. Start our weekly space, with speakers, with creators, with musicians, with artists, with sports. But at first, I wanted to say a little bit about sports. Sports is an ecosystem for creators, for musicians, which help them to have a closer relationship with their fan base. Sports has a lot of features. You can make your merch there, you can do stream. Right now, sports in beta version, but soon it will be open for everybody. So yeah, just follow sports, check it out, site. Check out the profile and yeah, learn more about it because it's really so cool. So, and I'm so grateful to Spots that you give me opportunity to find a connection with as much as possible cool people. And yes, this space will be recording, and this this podcast, I can't say like that, will be also on Spots. So all the spaces, what was before and what will be in the future, everything you can listen on the Spots platform. So yeah, follow Spots, follow everybody, and we start our space. And I want to talk about nature, travel. How does it influence on creative process? How it affects on us, on creators, because I think that it's very important. And Brenna, hello, thank you that you're here. And Brenna, musician, creator, and you travel all the world, I think, already. And yeah, I would really love to hear your opinion, to chat with you on this topic, and just to share, please, your experience, how it was, how does it influence on you, how it's affecting you. So yeah, thank you that you're here. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm good. Yeah, just it's 10 a.m. where I'm at, so I'm still kind of getting my day going, but I'm feeling good and feeling good. Thank you for having me up.
Yay, of course. Good morning. Good morning here, by the way. It's 11 p.m. already. Right now, I'm in Vietnam. Before, I've been in Phuket, in Thailand, and you know, I'm just feeling like I come here in Vietnam and I found cool people, and I'm just feeling that I want to make more songs, I want to do some sound. I feel how this travel influencing me in a good way. What about you? I know that you traveled in London, you've been in Italy, Netherlands, a lot of countries in Europe. What did you feel about it? How does it affect on you, your travels?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a complex question, because it's just so much, there's just so much to gain from travel, I think. Especially as a musician, as an artist in general, because I feel like artists, it's kind of our job to be able to have perspective in our creativity, to translate that, you know, to other people. And so I feel like as artists, when we can travel, I think it just really serves the art ultimately. And like, that's kind of the way I see everything I do. Is like, how is this gonna serve my art and like the output of my art? And yeah, I think to answer it in a more narrow fashion, I feel like it's just, yeah, it's definitely expanded my perspective on myself, but also just my perspective on the world. And I think it's given me a much broader landscape to create my music, for sure.
Mm-hmm. It's inspired you, like an artist, you're traveling. Like, when you're traveling, what are you trying to take from this trips? Like, you learn some culture, you remember this beautiful architecture, or you go into the nature mostly. How is that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely love doing a lot of nature stuff while I'm out. Excuse me. But the architecture for sure was a big part of me going to Europe. I'd been before when I was in my early 20s. I'm still in my early 20s, but I'd been before, and but this time I was just very like excited to, because I went to Greece, Athens, and I'd never been around, you know, buildings that old or anything like built by humans that old. And so it was very, like, transformative. I feel like I'm a very energetic, like, I feel like, you know, I communicate through energy, and, like, I understand the world through energy. So, like, the energy of that place was just, it's just amazing. Like, it was just kind, it's kind of hard to explain, but, like, the energy there is just, I can't wait to go back. It was very, it was very attractive to feel like all of this human history was just sitting right here, and like I could touch it and I could be around it, and like it's just kind of crazy how, yeah, I don't know, it feels like you're almost like traveling through time at the same time.
Yes. I feel the same. This energy is just mm-hmm. something unexplainable, you know? I've been a lot of times in nature, like mountains around the sea, not far away from the sea, where mm-hmm. the waterfalls. And this yeah. is has a lot of energy, and I take it, and I just feel like I'm full of that. and it's inspired me. I have energy for creating. I have something to say to people through this, through my view on how to say that correct. And also, I've never been in Greece, but I would like to because I know that it's so beautiful there, so beautiful. But I've been in Italy and I've just walked through these ruins, you know, where it's Colosseum. And oh my God, I felt it. And I was thinking, how they build it? How did they do that? Yeah. I was so just inspired and I was in a little bit shocked when I was thinking, how did they do that? How many power they put to build this? And what happened in these places before us? So it's definitely like a journey or trip through time, which is amazing. And this is so cool. And I think as creator, if you have chance, just go even a little bit somewhere, even just nature, it's will open you different world. And when you come there, you will literally feel what we are talking about. Like this for people who listen to us on the recording or who is here and don't travel alone. It's just suggestions. Just try to do that. By the way, I just wanted to say, hey, Beaver Jam. Hey, Tetrahedron. Hey, Moonlight. Hey, G World. Hey, Xiaomi. I'm sorry that I pronounced it correct. Joseph. And of course, Communication Design. So, yeah, I'm so happy to see everybody here. And please share the space to your friends. Retweet the space. We would love to see much more people and talk about this topic more and share, of course, experience like Beaver Jam. If you're ready, if you can, you could also join our conversation. That's right here down too. So I would be really appreciated. And how many songs you've made after your trip or inspired by your trip? Can you share it? Maybe you already dropped some songs. When you made it after some trip,
I have definitely. I'm still actually working on a few that I created while I was traveling. But I did drop. I dropped one on Sound, and it was the one I submitted for the We Heart Art contest. And so that one I also have a free mint for that one, a performance I did. I definitely created quite a few songs. It's actually kind of inspired this new album that I'm working on, or a new project. I'm not trying to confine it too much right now, but yeah, it's definitely a new phase in my musical journey. Like, I feel like I've just unveiled so much of myself. And yeah, I definitely also agree with being in nature in general. If you can't necessarily travel, internationally, like you said, nature has its own wisdom and it has so much. I mean, obviously the earth is the oldest thing. So it's kind of you can tap into that, energy through nature. And whenever I was in Zurich, Switzerland, I went out to there's this mountain right by the city, and it was so beautiful. Excuse me. It was just I don't know, there's something about also doing things that are hard in nature, like going on a hard hike or walking miles and miles, challenging yourself with nature, being in that space, because it's, I don't know, it just uncovers a lot about yourself, I think, and a lot about the boundaries that you put up in your own mind. Whenever I was going hiking up this mountain in Zurich, it was actually really, really steep, and at some point, I was getting really nervous because I was just I don't know where the end of this thing is. I don't know how far farther it is. And when you're in this state of you don't know, all of those doubts and all of your fears, they all start to kind of bubble up. And it's a really great opportunity to become aware of your boundaries and your limits that you put on yourself. Not necessarily limits that are like real, but just the limits that you put on yourself. So yeah, that's, I definitely encourage people to do hard things, do hard things that challenge you, especially if you can, like, you know, do it in your body, like in nature. Like, getting into your body, I think, is really, really important.
Yes, 100%. And this is so cool. As you said, it's like a challenging, and you try yourself and you learn yourself more. It just challenges you how long you can go there. What can you do? You check your limit, you know, because I think that we unlimited, we much powerful, we're more powerful than we're thinking about ourselves. And it's in different ways, but like a nature just open all of your fears and your power, and how much do you want to go there, how you looking for a goal, you know. So, and when you're traveling alone or traveling in the, like, traveling solo or traveling in a, like, a hiking on the mountains in nature, you're growing up as a person, and you're feeling much better. I've just had experience. I hiking a lot on the mountains, and I walking in the wild places where is wild animals, and of course beautiful nature. And sometimes it's a little bit scary, but then you're already there, you don't care about it. You just enjoying this time, and your thoughts about this place, your fears just gone. And this is amazing. And because of this trip, usually I take a guitar with myself, backpack and guitar when I'm going to nature. And I'm sitting there just playing some chords and make some melodies. And this is amazing. I can't play anywhere else except the nature on guitar. I don't know why. Maybe it's some magic, nature magic. My guitar just combined magic somehow with this nature energy. Just, you know, when I'm sitting on the wood, what's laying on the floor, and I take my guitar somewhere, I hear how the rivers go, noise of river, and my guitar just playing, and this is amazing. Oh my goodness, I even can't explain how this is amazing. So yeah, nature and travel, I think it's very important to me, to my creative process, and like to my life, to be honest, to my life. If I wouldn't travel solo, I wouldn't find beautiful people with who I'm here in Vietnam, by the way. I've met them in Russia, in the mountain, somewhere in the world, nobody was there, and I've met them, and we're became friends, and they've been in Vietnam, and they just call me, hey, like, Seiko, we're here, do you want to come? And I said, sure, and this is cool. You also can meet the people with who you in a one vibe, and that's great. So yeah, by the way, I see Ira here. Oh my goodness. Hello, my darling. I'm so happy to see you here and to love to chat with you. Yeah, as you noticed, we're talking about nature, we're talking about the travel, we're talking about a creative process and mental health, how does it affect on us and everything. So I would really love to hear your thoughts about it, your experience, because I know you also travel into the nature. And yeah, just share with us, just how are you doing, what are you doing, and your experience, please.
hello everyone, hello girls, and hello everyone who is not on stage, but please jump and talk with us, because it's always interesting to hear different opinions. And oh my god, yes, Seika, I want to ask you, where is your videos from mountains and from nature where you're playing on guitar? I'm sure it's so beautiful and amazing. Why you not record it and not like showing us? We need this vibe.
Oh my goodness, I've just hided it everything on my Instagram because I was thinking it's not interesting. You know,
like amazingly interesting. So please record yourself all the time. I want to watch it you all the time because you're so beautiful and amazing person with great vibe and energy. So please do it for us.
Okay, thank you so much. Yeah, I've recorded some videos on the mountains when I'm playing guitar and singing song like a live, but I was thinking that it's not interesting, and after that I just started to focusing on playing and guitar and the nature for myself and not recording. Don't worry about like a recording video for a social media, because when you know, when you're trying to record something, it's already not about a vibe. It's already, for me, it's already not about a vibe. It's already not about a something creative process for me, like for musician. It's already about a do cool video, make a cool video for social media that everybody can hear how you're singing, you know. And I would really love to make something like that. I have a great spot here, and today I've played guitar because it was so cool atmosphere, and I was thinking already about it to record a video where I'm playing guitar and singing my song, and maybe I will do it in a few days. I don't know, but thank you that you motivated me to do that, and you showed me that you're really interested in it. So yeah, what about you? Yeah, I know that you are going to the sea too, and just tell us what are you feeling when you go there? Like, and why, when you in nature, when you're hiking, or just sitting by the water, by the sea, what's the feelings you have in this time?
Time that I spent with nature is always special, and I live in a wonderful place. Actually, here is wonderful only nature, because we don't have any civilization here, but nature is amazing and beautiful. And I have a coastline, and also I have mountains, and all it's cost for me like 20 minutes to go, and it's super close for me, so I'm lucky as hell with it. Yeah, and I love to walk and listen nothing or listen music. And recently I reopened for myself Dianthut again, and I knew that they have crazy energy and this special spicy vibe, but I opened recently another melodies, like more smooth, spicy too, but more smooth and gentle. Like, for example, if you know song Don't Care, I don't know, and I liked them so much, and I just walked and then it was in the evening, and I'm so lucky now that we have no tourists still yet, and our all coastline is empty, and I was lying on the sand and watched sky, how suddenly some modern classic music start playing. It was, as I remember, Sebastian. He writes music for fashion shows, and it's like modern classic, you know? Mm-hmm. It's very beautiful. And I'm just lying on the sand and watch the sky and listen to this classic music, and that's incredibly. You just see a world differently in this statement, and it's amazing experience to be only with yourself and music and nature. So I support you all so much with it. Yeah.
Yo, it's so, I just imagine me on your place, you know, like laying on the beach somewhere, just looking at the sun and hear this music, and just enjoying this life, you know. And also, I think that nature and travel just make you feel in your place, you know, like, especially when you're in nature, you don't rush anywhere. If we will talk about like some moments, even if you're hiking on the mountain, you sit on the peak and just sitting, breathing this fresh air, don't hear any noises around you, and just, enjoy the scenery and you're feeling alive, you know, don't you? Like, and you take this energy. This is amazing. Guys, who's here and who listening this space, please just go to travel somewhere, just to nature, maybe some forest was not far away from you, maybe some park that you can enjoy real nature. And I think that you will really love it. So yeah, this is amazing. And did you make any art of yours, like maybe meditation inspired by nature after you've been there? Like, have you been inspired by nature?
Not exactly. And for me, being on the nature, it's like, maybe sounds weird, but it's like little death, you know, because you see something like endless, something like will exist after you and was exist before you, and you feel yourself so not really important, and that's why it's push you to rethink about all your life. And you understand that come on, nothing, everything is so fast and so, I don't know, no one really cares about you, and life going so fast, so you need to do everything that you like, that you really want, and don't think too much about it, you know. And every time I'm on nature, I think about it. Yeah,
100%. I also have it. Brenna, what about you?
Yeah, I mean, I think what you're saying, I think, is it Ira or Ira?
Yeah, Ira.
Yeah, I think like that's a really interesting perspective, actually, because right before, I think we're just in such a fast-paced mentality all the time, and when we get into nature, it is like a little death, because you're like, especially when you're really spending a lot of time, or you're like, maybe take the whole day and like, just be like, I want to just like decompress and like be in nature. Yeah, you definitely have to like completely let go of a lot of stuff, and you start to realize how much you hold on to throughout the day, which is, I think that's really a beautiful thing.
Yes, I totally agree with you, girls. Like, I remember when I've been in the mountain and I was just sitting and I felt everything what you said right now, and I was just seeing the scenery and I was thinking like, why I'm scared to do something? Why ashamed to do something? Why I care what people will think about me or about my art or about my music, how it will go, like how it will growing up? A lot of thoughts. What's not important, you know? It's not important at all. If you're doing art, you're just gonna do art because for your art, for your music, for your meditation, for yourself, you're just showing yourself, your side to people, yourself. And you don't need to care about everything like that. Of course, maybe it's important, but I think sometimes we're thinking too much about some things what not important at all. And in the nature, you can really just stop for a little bit, because in our routine, we're just rushing everywhere, hurry up somewhere, you know, work or somewhere, and nature give you opportunity a little bit stop, think about everything what you wanted, and take a decision. Make a decision. What do you want to? What do you need to? And what's right in your opinion? Yes? What to do? And yes, definitely. It's nature and travel and this opportunity for people to growing up and to feel themselves better. And yeah, I'm so happy, girls, that you can feel it. And this is really amazing. And And yeah, I remember that I've made about 3 songs inspired by nature, but I've never dropped it. I want to drop it and want to finish it very much, but I've never showed it even to anybody because I think that this is something private, and oh, maybe I'm a little bit perfectionist, you know, I want to do it perfectly because I want to share to people what I felt when I've been there, and that I want that people understand what I'm talking about. Yes.
Oh my God, I want to hear it so much. And your music is literally perfect for me. I don't know, I love it so much. And you have a really huge talent for music. So I want to hear it. Because when I am nature, I experience that I see old structure and texture, you know, like wood and all this stuff. And it's not perfect. And it's different every time, and it's hard to explain how, you know, for other people that look
yeah.
Exactly the same. And oh my God, I want to hear what you created on nature. I am sure it's something, you know, interesting.
Yay, thank you so much. And I totally agree, as you said, like when you're looking at nature, nothing's perfect. Like woods, like trees don't like lie and not line up. How to say that's correct? They're not perfect. The earth is also not perfect. They're all different shapes, you know. But why we are over time trying to do something perfect when it's not in the nature, you know? Like what I'm saying.
Yes, exactly. And you know, at the same time, it's not perfect, but it's perfect too, because it's beautiful, it makes you happy. And you know, when I walked by coastline, I don't know how to say it, okay, and I wanted to write, like, guys, if you can, you just need to lie, if you have depression or bad mood, just lie on the sand. But I felt like people can kill me for these words, because literally no one have coastline and sand around, and I'm like, okay, I won't write it. But I really heard it from my mom that if you feel yourself bad, you need to lie between like trees or something. And I believe like a little of nature everywhere. So yeah, not on sand, but maybe on grass, on something. You need to touch nature. Yeah.
Yeah, 1,000,000%, 1,000,000%. You gotta feel it. You gotta feel it, and then only you understand what we are talking about. So yeah, this is so beautiful. And I just wanted to say about music, like, you know, please forgive me, everybody from the show business, or for people who are making ideal music with ideal production. But I really love to hear music from an independent artist, from the artist who learning how to mix and master song by their own, how to make music by their own, because you know, it's all the time different. You can hear it, and it's make it unique. All the music what I hear from the like a show business was the popular, you know, like from famous artists. I hear the same sound everywhere. The singers singing the same, have the same vocal, almost not all, but I hear a lot of notes in this vocal. Rappers also singing about one things, you know, and also the same mix and master, the same production. And it's for me, I'm sorry everybody, but for me it's a plastic. And when I'm when I hear music from independent artists who their journey, just started their journey or just going on their way, and they doing how they feeling, this is amazing. I can say that I feel this texture in the music, you know. I can feel this frequency, and this makes this song unique. And the voice also different. It's not this plastic voice what you can hear everywhere, with the same compression, with the same reverb, the same everything, you know. You can hear definitely artists, and you can feel what the artist wanted to put in this music, you know. which is so amazing and unique. And yeah, I wish that independent artists just grown up more and more, because I think right now show business don't give them a chance just growing up like really could. I know a lot of artists who has amazing songs, amazing arts, but they just can't go up because everything is like from the labels, show business and everything. But I really wish that Web3 can help to do that, you know? And I think with spots, the artists also can make a lot of cool features and spots help them growing up in this in their journey. And by the way, about a merch, I just wanted to say about a merch, one remark, like on spots, the artist can make a merch, just can make a design, tell it to a community manager what they want to do, and the spots make merch by their own. You know, so you even will not need to do something like a sheep or print it on some clothes. You gotta just take your idea and bring your idea to sports, and they realize it and they will take care about everything, which is so amazing. And yeah, I really
so cool. Oh my god.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yes, this is amazing. And I really hope and believe that Web3 can help independent artists grow up fast and have a support from their community, that artists growing up. So guys, please support your artists, your musicians, because I will say like a artist, it's very important for us because we put a lot of energy to our music, to our art, especially if you're independent and have a team, you do everything by your own, and you want just, and we want growing up in this, but we need a support and feedback that we can understand that we're on the right way, you know? Like when you hear the good words from your art, and when you can see that people love it and share it, or just give you their opinion, you start to be more interested in your project and don't give up, you know, because you see activity. But if you don't do that, we can't understand, do we write things or not? Like, do we need to do it at all, you know? So guys, please support each other, support artists. This is so important. For everybody, support important to everybody. So yeah, this was my message. I'm sorry, I'm just talking a lot, but that's very important thing what I wanted to brought. And what I wanted to say, Brenna, are you working right now on your EP album or just full album?
Yeah, I'm working on something. Right now I'm in Texas, and did not get sleep last night. I'm in Texas right now, and I like have some musicians and producers out here. So yeah, I'm just really exploring how I want to create the music, because I'm gonna be performing at Unifest for South by Southwest. I'm going to be performing my songs, and four of my songs at least, with a live band, hopefully. And yeah, it's just right now in development, and I'm trying out a new way of recording. I usually, before, like all of my songs, I've just like used a beat, or like maybe I used, you know, I produced the beat, and then I put the beat in Ableton, record the song, but I'm trying a different process right now. So yeah, that's kind of a big part of my evolution. Mm-hmm. Right now. So yeah, it's definitely been fun to just kind of try new things.
Mm-hmm. This is so cool. Live performing. I even don't remember when I performed live. I think it was about 5 years ago, but it was so cool. But you know, I've performed with cover songs, and I felt like That's not a want to. I want to share myself. And about 5 years ago, I started doing my music, stopped performing, and just make a lot of songs, learn how to do that, because I was so fresh, I didn't know how to even make a melody in some Ableton, and I even didn't know how to make a lyrics right, because I knew that you need to have some structure. Like, people told me, like, that to make lyrics you need to follow some structure, and then it will be cool, it will be song, you know. But right now I understand that it's not like that, because you in your song you just can make lyrics even without a room, you know, rhythm, and you can just sing it or rapping in somehow, and it will be amazing, and it will be also completely full song. So yeah, I really would like to perform in life too, and this is so cool, and this is interesting, especially with live bands. Have you performed before with live band?
Yeah, I've performed like cyphers, you know, like freestyle stuff where they just have a band and then they play something and you just start singing or rapping or whatever. So that's kind of like the way I've done it before, but I haven't necessarily like rehearsed a song, like one of my songs with a band, and like we've played one of my songs. Like, I haven't necessarily done that before. So this is like, it's definitely a first.
The school, it was like a jam, something like that, right?
Yeah, but it was like live, like open mic style, like you just go, and you know, they have, I did a couple while I was traveling, actually. They just have like a live band and people just can come up and they can either do a cover or they could, you could just like, I went up and asked them to just play something like with a hip hop drum, R&B melody. And then they just play it, and then I just start singing something, like, kind of, like, freestyling. So, yeah, yeah, that's kind of what my experience has been with it.
This is cool. This is really cool. Maybe I can sing, I can find something in Vietnam and also have experience.
Probably. I'm sure they have something. You should check it out.
Yeah.
Like, open mic.
Yeah, yeah. That they very much love, they love very much karaoke, you know, when you sing in like with some cover songs. And I was really interested to check it out. What is that? Like, how it's going here? Because usually I don't like karaoke, but it's interesting how it happened in the other country. Maybe here is professional singers just going to karaoke. So, yeah, that's very interesting. So yeah, and Ira, what about you? I was curious. Are you teaching somebody how to with your meditation? Like, you practicing meditation, your meditation with anybody else?
Not exactly. And we talk with you about it. I'm a little in crisis of my believings and my feelings about meditations too, because I believe more in conversations with yourself, and it can be it can be meditation, can be not. But I noticed for myself only a little bit toxicity in meditation community, that you know, this you need to be calm, you need to meditate if you feel yourself bad, but it's not working for everyone. And I don't want to promote these statements. I want to teach people more how to talk with themselves in their way, and feel it individual, not like necessarily meditations. And that's why I listen more now independent artists, mostly Russians. And I feel when you talk about music shouldn't be like something one melody and all this stuff, it should be like normal and by rules. No, and I hear them, and they write sometimes lyrics without rhythm, without any rules, just just talking by their soul in their music, and that's what beautiful. And I'm more think now about music and about something simple that I can make by my own, and with people with who I can collaborate to, like with you. You know, we want to collaborate too.
Well, me. Yeah, 100%. Just give me a little bit of time. I'm just moving here. Well, Meg, I told you that I'm so inspired about this idea, and I really want to make it. And this is amazing, for real. And Brenna, go ahead.
Hey, sorry, I just have to step down, but I just wanted to say thank you, guys. And just thank you for having me up, Ira. That sounds really cool. I like that you're like, you know, being more intentional around what you think works best, and that, you know, mental health, I think, is just like in general, is very unique to each person. So, yeah, that sounds really cool. And thank you, Spaz. Thank you, Psycho, for having me up. Have a good day, guys.
Yes, thank you for joining our space. This is amazing. Thank you for your experience, what you shared with us. And I think it's very important. Yeah, I think that we will close our space soon. Just a few words about that. I'm sorry, Ira, that I interrupted you. I just wanted to say that I didn't forget about our collaboration. This is really amazing what I want to make. But I need about a little bit of time. I told you, like, I'm a perfectionist. Oh, my goodness. This is so bad. But I need just... you just come down, go to nature, and inspired of that, and just start to make our song. We have already melody, guys. We already have lyrics, so I just need to make a sound, and it will be ready. So I didn't forget about it.
No. Here, you know, I believe that you need to as much time as you need. And that it will be better for both of us if we can feel what we want to say, and the process is important, more important than the result too. That we need to be ready and enjoy all of it. So yeah, everything is perfect, and take your time as much as you need, and relax in your trip, and yeah.
Yay, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And I think we will finish our space already, close it. And I want to just thank you very much, Ira, that you come to the space. Thank you, everybody who is in listeners. Thank you, Cowboy Tom, that you come here. Unfortunately, we couldn't speak with you, but I hope that we'll talk in the next space. Thank you, Spots. Thank you, Beaver Jam. Thank you, Tether Here Down, G World, Narida. And everybody. So this is our weekly space where we're talking with musicians about everything. So follow Spots, follow Ira, follow everybody, and have a great Friday, Saturday, and weekends, okay? Thank you very much, guys. We close our space. See you soon. Bye-bye.